We've been featuring this year's recipients for AFSC's Women in Ag Awards, and today we're heading towards Spruce Grove for a chat with Ann Philpott. She's a relatively new farmer who decided to foray into something a bit different as she and her husband have tackled the world of vertical farming. That was only 5 years ago.
It was an idea that my husband came up with, and we decided we can do this. We grow lettuce indoors, and just being in stores and seeing the quality of the product that comes from the States, and now with the lack of water they have there, the product that's coming is just not good quality, and it's become so expensive, as everybody knows. So we have this idea that we can do this, and we have.
5 years ago when you decided to do this, what were you doing before that?
I was retired. Before I retired, I worked in an office. My original background was in banking, and then I worked for a couple. She was a software developer for a nonprofit organization, so I did computer training for that, and I also did admin. Her husband was a financial planner, so I worked on both sides.
Through all this, then, was there always something at the back of your mind that said, you know what, I could do this? You know, maybe there is something just getting your hands in the dirt, growing things. Was that ever something you wanted when you were a kid?
I've always loved gardening, always. We live on an acreage, so I've always had a garden, growing different things. And then Jim came up with the idea of growing indoors. He originally was asked to create a plan for a building, and so he researched everything and figured out how to do it, and then that fell through. So he was kind of like, we can do this, you know, and I said, okay, let's do it, you know, so I had the time.
Let's focus a little bit about indoor vertical farming then. For people who don't know what it's all about, maybe you can kind of explain that process. How does that work when you compare it to just, you know, regular gardening in the dirt and, you know, being outside?
So we grow, it's called aeroponically. We don't use any soil. We only mist our roots from the bottom, so they just hang in the air and get misted. Nothing ever touches the plant, so there's no need to wash them and ruin your lettuce when you do. Because we're indoors, we don't have bugs, we don't use pesticides, we don't use any chemicals. It's just all natural and delicious.
What do they look like? What does it essentially look like?
We have 72 plants that sit on a raft. It's called a lettuce raft. And then there are plugs that we seed, and then the roots grow at the bottom, and then we just mist it. It's on a misting timer.
You don't have to actually go in and do the misting yourself.
No, it's on a timer. We use pumps. It's quite technical. We have 72 plants on a raft, and right now we have 468 per section, and we have 4 sections. So we have about 50,000 plants growing right now.
So do you have a really giant building that you've got everything, like greenhouse, essentially set aside for that?
Yeah, it's not a greenhouse. It's just we're in a warehouse, and we use all artificial lighting to grow the plants, and quite large. We're working on expanding to hopefully 250,000 plants at a time.
Given the fact that you like gardening and that you always loved gardening, the experience itself, do you enjoy it compared to regular gardening? Like, which one do you tend to enjoy more? I mean, this one is obviously profitable for you, but do you enjoy one or the other more than the other?
I don't even garden anymore because I don't have any time. But yeah, I enjoy this environment. It's warm. You don't have to deal with wind. You don't have to deal with bugs. It's quite enjoyable. And I have all women working for me, and they all have kind of the same kind of feeling towards it. You don't have to deal with the elements. I could never be a traditional farmer. I don't think I'd be worried about the weather all the time.
Do you have to wear anything special when you're in the warehouse working on the plants?
Yeah, everything is, like, our staff, their clothes are kept here. Their work clothes are kept here, so we don't have to worry about pests being brought in from the outside. We wear gloves all the time. It depends what we're doing. Once a section is completed, we tear it all down, clean everything, and then replant it all. So there is some quite physical work required.
When I first contacted you, you said that mornings are very busy for you. What happens in the morning that takes up, I guess, the majority of your time?
Our main vendors are Safeway and Sobeys, and a lot of their requirements for delivery is before noon. So we package everything here ourselves, and we deliver it ourselves. So That's why the mornings can be crazy busy.
What do you guys tend to package things in? Like if I go to a Safeway or Sobeys, where would I find your product in particular?
Most of them will have us just on the lettuce wall. Some of the stores like to have a display of local products, so they might be in their own section with other local produce. But it's just a clamshell, like every other lettuce. It's a 142-gram clamshell, but with our label.
And the label is what?
West Grow Farms. And we have three different types in the stores. We have a romaine, we have a green leaf lettuce, and we have a mixed lettuce. Most of our product, if it's not the same day harvest, it's the day before. And they have it in the store that same day. Like the one I took out this morning was just harvested this morning.
You were saying that you don't have to wash the lettuce or anything like that and ruin it. So how much longer would the lettuce that you grow and you produce, how much longer would it last in a person's fridge?
I've tested it. I've had mine for more than 4 weeks, and it's still good. I know. We put a 3-week expiry date on it, so that gives a little bit of leniency. Like if for some reason it got out of the cooler at the store, it could be sooner than that, but yeah, if you buy it and you go home and put it in your fridge, it's going to be good for 3 weeks. It's really good for seniors or single people who aren't going to use the clamshell within the first day or two, because anything from coming from the States or that area, it's done. Like you have it once, you go to use it again, and it's starting to get slimy. But ours, yeah, it keeps a very long time.
You keep talking about the clamshell, but is that what you recommend, that people keep it in, or do you recommend transferring it to something?
No, just keep it in the clamshell.
So let's talk a little bit about women in agriculture then. Like you mentioned that you have all women working for you. How do you see the future of women in agriculture? I mean, like you said, you started this about 5 years ago based on an idea from your husband, but you've run with it together. How do you feel about women in agriculture and, you know, running your own business and everything?
As far as what we do, I don't know. The women just tend to love it. So I see a really good future for indoor farming. I mean, there's lots of things that you can grow indoors. We just find that our lettuce is just running right now, so that's all we can grow. We don't have space for anything else. With the expansion, we might. But I just see this is something that women can do on their own. I've become a plumber, an electrician, and a farmer, so I do it all myself now, too.
Did you ever think that this is how retirement was going to look for you?
No, I've never worked so hard in my whole life.
That's vertical farmer Ann Philpott of Spruce Grove, one of this year's recipients of AFSC's Women in Ag Awards. I'm Cheryl Brooks, and this is the Rural Connection.